The U.S. State Department needs to delist CMEK immediately.
Former U.S. Ambassador Mitchell Reese in April 2011. He is one of the prominent Americans demanding that the Mujahideen al-Khaq, or MEK, be removed from the State Department's list of foreign terrorist organizations. Another speaker at that Washington event was former Joint Chiefs Chairman General Richard Myers.
Delisting the MEK is clearly the right thing to do, and it's way past time to do that.
Such speeches on behalf of the MEK, also known as the People's Mujahideen Organization of Iran, coincide with court actions meant to compel the State Department to lift the Iranian opposition group's terrorist designation imposed in 1997. But this advocacy has a price, as General Myers admitted to a VOA reporter.
Did you receive an honorarium to attend this event today?
I did.
Published reports say that many of these American supporters of the MEK were paid $25,000 for each appearance. Sources report the U.S. Treasury Department's investigating the fees. The department is not saying how many of the speakers may be under investigation. Washington attorney Eric Ferrari believes the prominence of these Americans and their advocacy of the MEK triggered the probe.
People were asking a lot of questions. Why are they not being investigated? How are they getting away with this?
One American reported to be under investigation is former Democratic Party National Committee head Ed Rendell. Two other MEK supporters, former Attorney General Michael Mukasey and former FBI Director Louis Free, have reportedly retained an attorney because of the investigation. Free says he has not been compensated for appearances on behalf of the Mujahideen. A lawyer representing the MEK says these Americans have a constitutional First Amendment right to advocate for the group, despite its listing as a foreign terrorist organization. Attorney Stephen Schneebaum.
Now, that may be a fine line. It may even be a Byzantine line to draw. But it is a line, and it's an important one, because it goes to the question of whether American citizens have the right to speak their minds.
A critic of the MEK contends the group has evaded U.S. bans and restrictions by paying these Americans through various fronts. Georgetown University professor Paul Pillar.
The MEK has used a number of names or front organizations as the conduits for financing this campaign. If you look at some of the big advertisements in the newspaper, it won't say the Mujahideen al-Khaq. It'll say something like, you know, British scholars on behalf of Iran or something like that.
So far, this public relations campaign has not changed the State Department's listing of the MEK as a foreign terrorist organization. The group's federal court battle with the State Department to get delisted will be looked at in the next segment of this series. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.